We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I am so thrilled. I'm honored, really, that Tulsi Gabbard has made a couple of moments for us. Of course, she served with distinction in the military. Her story is one that is nothing short of inspiring. Oh, and by the way, also a member of Congress, ran for president, and I'm thrilled that she's here. You always keep your highest title, so I don't know, is it colonel, is it congresswoman, what is it?
That's a good question. Let's go with Tulsi. Tulsi works for me.
Well, I love that, and I so appreciate you making time for us. Talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about why you are visiting our fair city and what you're trying to share with other women who have shown such heroism and bravery as yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I was really grateful to be invited to come and join in the Women Veterans Summit that's happening here today. You know, any day that I have the opportunity to spend time with veterans, with service members, fellow soldiers, is an awesome day. There are a lot of challenges that are facing our broader veteran community, maybe some unique challenges as well as opportunities facing women veterans from across generations. And so I'm looking forward to being able to spend some time with them, listen to them, and also just share some of my experiences, both of my time in service. I'm going on, this is my 19th year. I'm currently serving in the Army Reserves as a civil affairs officer, but also my time in Congress and really looking at what Congress needs to do more, do better to make sure that our veterans are honored as they come home or as they transition out of the service. But also, Jeff, from a broader perspective is, you know, why are we proud to wear our uniform, proud to take that oath of service and getting back to the fundamentals and the foundation of this country? You know, in our oath, we swear to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the freedoms that we have that are enshrined in our Constitution, Bill of Rights, are under attack in so many ways across the country. And so it's something I'll be talking about with these amazing veterans, because even though some may no longer wear the uniform, that oath we took lasts a lifetime.
Tulsi Gabbard is joining us. And Tulsi, you talk about the oath. You talk about defending this nation that we love from enemies foreign and domestic. I never thought that I would sit and realistically, honestly, candidly say, I worry about some of the people inside our current administration. I really do wonder if they love this country. Please tell me that I'm nuts and I need more tinfoil because I'm part of some conspiracy theory.
I wish I could tell you that, Jeff, but I share those concerns. You know, we when you have people in positions of power in Washington who so easily reject the Constitution, who deride it, who, you know, dishonor those who have sacrificed, those who took that oath to support and defend the Constitution, it points to a deeper erosion in this country that is so deeply concerning. It's a spiritual erosion, and it's really what's feeding the great divides where, you know, with identity politics and tribalism and how everything has become racialized, you know, the things that used to be the norm in this country for me as a kid growing up, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King and JFK and others who spoke about how we are truly one nation under God, how, you know, we shouldn't be judged by the color of our skin, but rather by our character. These things that were and continue to be inspiring, that's where we've got to get back to. And unfortunately, we've got leaders who are way off track, dangerously so, which is why it's important for every one of us, just as American citizens, to do our part and stand up so that we are protecting our right to free speech. And one of the best ways to do that, as you know very well, is to exercise that right.
Tulsi Gabbard is joining us for a couple of moments. Tulsi, you're talking about values that I hold near and dear. As I talk to you, I'm sitting in my studio. I'm looking at the flag that covered my dad's casket when we laid him to rest. He earned that by serving in the United States Army. And I grew up a little bit differently than you did, but I grew up in Philadelphia, and we were all Democrats. We were Scoop Jackson Democrats. Our dads, for the most part, carried lunch buckets, and they took showers when they came home from work because they made something or fixed something. And I know that you're still proud to be a Democrat. For me, I just felt that the party kind of drifted away from me, or maybe I drifted away from it. Are you still committed to that party?
I'm commit first and foremost. I have always been and remain committed to our country. I think one of the biggest problems, you know, I served in Congress for 8 years. And it was something that I was kind of imposed on all of us from my first weeks there was, okay, Democrats, you go down this road. Republicans, you go down that road. It's not really a good idea to work together because if you do, you might help the quote unquote enemy win their race. And really, it's all about political power than it is about doing what's best for the country and actually solving problems that serve the interests of the American people. And you know, I'm saddened and disheartened to see the direction the Democratic Party leaders have chosen to take, that as we said earlier, it is not putting the interests of the country and the people first. It is not honoring the Constitution and really the foundation upon which we stand. And as a result, we're seeing a lot of the really crazy policies that they're trying to push forward. And look, you guys here in Virginia last November were right at the forefront of it in the governor's election, and parents, regardless of political party, taking up arms and saying, you know, we're going to protect our kids and our right to raise our kids with our values, not those that are imposed by a teachers union or some government entity.
You know, it's funny. It was on this very radio program that we started a movement. I mean, it's kind of a silly word, I suppose, but we coined the phrase "We the Parents," and it was parents throughout the Commonwealth, Tulsi, who said, look, I ordinarily vote Democrat, or I ordinarily vote Republican, or I can't even tell you what my ideology is, but I don't want my daughter attacked in the bathroom, and I don't want her scholarship taken away. I just think that despite what Terry McAuliffe says, despite what the teachers union says, I am the mom, I am the dad, and by
exactly.
God, I think I know right for my son or daughter.
And that's how, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, what can we do? How can we bring some sanity and some common sense back into these conversations, back into our politics? And really what parents here in Virginia did is that example, is that we have to look at what's right and what's best rather than be blinded by a partisan lens that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys and it's all about beating them. We have to take a stand for what we are for, which is our country, our kids, our community. And when we can stand together like that, then we're reminded of what binds us together. Yep. And that's how we prevail over those who are in power or seeking power, who only care about power and instead have leaders who actually care about the people.
All right. So the question is, are you running for anything? Are we going to see?
I'm not.
No, you're sure?
I'm not. I'm doing all I can as a citizen, just to continue to serve my country in any way that I can.
Do you get any kind notes from anybody on the Democrat side, particularly because I saw you at CPAC? I'm thinking, wait a minute now, what is going on? Are you consorting with the enemy as far as they're concerned?
I do get kind notes from Democrats. I get some not so kind notes too. So, you know, it kind of goes with the territory, but. Sure, I got some criticism for speaking at that event and some others, but that's part of the problem. And I think the criticism really highlights the problem, which is if we can't even get together and have a conversation about the country, about what's important to us as Americans, not Democrats or Republicans or conservatives or progressives, but as Americans, then we're part of the problem. And look, the speech I gave at CPAC, Jeff, was a speech I would have given at any Democratic gathering or libertarian or any kind of political gathering, because it's a speech about freedom. It's what we're talking about right now. It's about us getting back to the basics and remembering what makes this country great and who we are as Americans.
I don't want to sound like I'm blowing smoke, but I just have to tell you, you are inspiring. You're inspiring on so many different levels. And I can remember my wife and I watched the Democrats debate for president. We both looked at each other and said, wow, she's great. And we were both talking about you. I continue to be
very
inspired.
Kind. Thank you.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth, my friend, and I'm impressed with what you do. For folks who were thinking, all right, she says she's not running for something, but we've got to be able to listen to her, learn more. Is there a way, is there a good way for them to stay connected with Tulsi Gabbard in this day and age?
Yeah, absolutely. Social media, I'm pretty active and putting out my thoughts on different things at Tulsi Gabbard on all the different social channels is where you can find me. And you can also go to my website at TulsiGabbard.com.
I love it. Listen, I am really, truly grateful that you made time for us. I am so grateful that your love for this country, your dedication to service is on full display every single day. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do in the future.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's an honor to talk to you. And I love your fine city here.
Thank you so much. We're happy to have you. That is Tulsi Gabbard, former member of Congress, representing the beautiful state of Hawaii, former presidential candidate, and now spending some time with her fellow veterans who happen to be women here in Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.